Almost a century after one of Australia's smallest marsupials became extinct on the mainland due to cats and foxes, the western barred bandicoot has made a bit of a comeback. Also known as the Shark Bay bandicoot, it currently lives in the wild on two small islands off Western Australia. Now, the endangered species has been reintroduced to the predator-free Mallee Cliffs National Park in New South Wales. Dr. John Konofsky is the Chief Science Officer with the Australian Wildlife Conservancy. Tell me about this project. How many of these bandicoots have been released and how are they doing?
This little bandicoot's only a couple of hundred grams, so much, much smaller than the bandicoots that people might be familiar with running around a few of our cities. And as you said, it got completely exterminated 100 years ago by cats and foxes. So a couple of years ago, we reintroduced this species to a fenced area in the Pilliga Forest in New South Wales. That's a project with New South Wales National Parks. And they've done so well there, they've sort of increased to over 200, that we took less than 10%, so 20 animals from the Pilliga. We flew them down to Mildura in the southwest part of New South Wales, and released them in Australia's largest feral predator-free fenced area at Mallee Cliffs National Park, also a project with New South Wales Parks and Wildlife. And that was just a couple of weeks ago, and we have transmitters on 15 of the 20 animals, and so far they're all surviving, so it's really fantastic.
It's pretty amazing. What's the long-term plan here? Is it to reintroduce them to the mainland in WA, or is the predator threat so high that it's not worth doing at this stage?
Yeah, so this is one of the native mammals that is considered extremely vulnerable to cats and foxes. So there has been one attempt to reintroduce it to an area where there were occasional cats and foxes coming in, and it just got wiped out. So it as you said, it was restricted to a couple of islands in Western Australia. It's been reintroduced to two islands which don't have cats and foxes, and one of them is AWC's 4A Island, and to six fenced areas on the mainland. So, I mean, a longer-term aim, as I spoke to you about a few weeks ago or months ago, is to get these animals where we can established on the mainland in these fenced areas, and then try to get them outside if we can reduce numbers of cats and foxes. But this is going to be one of the more tricky ones because it is just a small little critter. It's sort of bite-size.
How did you figure out that the conditions might be right for them to be in the Pilliga or in the Mallee?
With the Australian mammals, there's a fair bit of historical reconstruction of where they used to be. And certainly we know that a species very much like this was very close to where we released it, because there was a chap called Gerard Kreft who ended up being the director of the Australian Museum, you know, a couple 150 years ago. He spent maybe a year on looking for animals in the vicinity of Mallee Cliffs National Park, helped by the Indigenous people. And he actually kept this species as a pet. He kept it instead of a cat. He said it was so good at catching mice that all he needed was a couple of bandicoots. So there you go. Maybe that's something we could promote, eh? But so we know that something very similar like this was there. This is the number 9 species back into Mallee Cliffs. We're aiming for at least 10, and we could probably go up to 12 or 13. So, yeah, we've successfully reintroduced 9 to this fenced area, made possible because we've completely eradicated the main threat to these species, which is feral cats and foxes.
What kind of benefits do we see the ecological role of bandicoots, especially with turning over the soil, John?
Yes, yes. This is your classic eats roots, shoots and leaves type of animal, and it, like a lot of our small native animals, it digs in the ground. And a really obvious thing, when you go to these areas where they're reintroduced, you step inside the fence and the ground is pitted with all these diggings. And those diggings trap, you know, the scarce rainfall you get. They trap the nutrients. They help the plants to grow. And, the animals are looking for roots but also invertebrates. And it changes the populations of, there's fewer scorpions, for example, there's more spiders, the termites dig deeper in the soil. It just changes the whole ecosystem. And the way it changes to is sort of what it was been doing for the last, X million years. So By reintroducing the species, not only are we helping to conserve it, but we're helping to restore the functioning of the ecosystem, which is a sort of bigger goal.
A beautiful little bandicoots. I got a whole lot of images up on my screen while we were talking, John, so I could have a good look at them. Thank you so much for giving an update on that work, and so lovely to have you back on the program.
Thank you very much, Sally.